The wind is blowing across a 600-acre piece of land in Panwell, currently a ghost town in the Permian Basin of West Texas. Abandoned oil tanks are strewn across the empty field. The directors of a plan known as the Texas Clean Energy Project say a coal-fired power plant will be built right here over the next 4 years. It's a plant some people say will be an environmental game changer.
I am in favor of building electric power plants that capture their carbon.
That's Laura Miller, former mayor of Dallas. As mayor, she was not in favor of the construction of 11 coal-fired electric power plants in Texas. That was in 2007. Fast forward to 2014. Miller now heads up this $3.5 billion Texas Clean Energy Project, which, despite the name, is all about making electricity from coal, but not the old way.
Traditional coal plants take a lump of coal, put a match to it, and it burns up a smokestack, and you try desperately to pull off sulfur, mercury, grit off the coal emissions.
The new twist? Turning coal into gas.
21st century coal takes coal and puts it in a large receptacle called a gasifier, and you add a little pure oxygen and you heat it up to 3,000 degrees Fahrenheit, and you make a gas out of the lump of coal.
Miller says that's what marks this technology.
By putting it into a gaseous form, you're much more easily able to pull out all the bad stuff, including carbon dioxide.
It's a technology called carbon capture and storage, CCS. 8 U.S. plants use this technology right now and bury the carbon dioxide, or CO2, in the ground, theoretically permanently. What's new here is the plan to recycle the CO2. A major Texas utility has agreed to buy captured CO2 to make electricity, and CO2 will also be used to extract oil here in the Permian Basin, the country's largest producing oil field. The operation also makes byproducts like fertilizer and even baking soda. As hopeful as that might sound, critics charge that any use of CCS will slow the country's migration to renewables like wind and solar. But several major environmental groups, historical foes of coal, support the project. Here's why.
If we can find a way, like they're trying to in Texas, to use our coal without contributing to climate change, it would be in the strategic interest of the United States.
Tim Profeta is the director of the Nicholas Institute for Environmental Solutions at Duke University.
Any new technology brings along risks of will it perform and how much exactly will it cost.
Meaning it's a calculated but expensive roll of the dice.
And you never can really answer those questions without actually deploying those new technologies. By putting this capture technology on the ground, we are narrowing the risks around its further deployment, and it's very important to do the first one.
The EPA won't force existing plants to adopt CCS, but by mandating emission reductions, the agency hopes the technology is adopted as new plants are built, making CCS cost-effective over time. The Environmental Defense Fund's Jim Marston says CCS is also critical for emerging energy-hungry economies.
The real opportunity for growth is actually in China and India, where they're continuing to build new coal plants, and we could clean up their plants, and we need to do that very quickly because China is now surpassing the U.S. as the number one emitter of carbon dioxide.
In fact, China's already in this game. China's Export-Import Bank has agreed to lend the Texas project $2.5 billion, making its largest foreign investment in the technology. Changing the U.S. power infrastructure is like stopping a guided missile cruiser. It can't be done quickly, which is why supporters of the Texas project say the technology is important right now. For Inside Energy, I'm Lorne Matalon in Panwell, Texas.